Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa habibina wa mulana Muhammad an-nabiy al-mujahid al-shahid wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina saru sayrahu wa jahadu fillahi haqqa jihadihi hatta atahumul yaqin amma ba'd. After conquering the town of Busra, Sayyiduna Shurahbil bin Hassana radiyallahu an stationed himself in this city, since this was the area that Abu Bakr radiyallahu an had sent him to. And Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid, Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an moved over to the outskirts of Damascus. Khalid radiyallahu an was camped on the eastern side of Damascus, and Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu an was camped on the southern side of Damascus. From here, they began launching attacks on Ghouta, which is an area on the eastern side of Damascus, and on other areas on the outskirts of Damascus. Whilst they were here, they received news that the Roman governor of Hims, by the name of Wardan, he had mobilized a very big army, and he was moving towards Busra, and his intention was that he wanted to cut off and isolate Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu an from the remainder Muslim armies. So he wanted to isolate him and finish him off, and isolate him in such a way that the other Muslim armies will not be able to come help and assist him. At the same time, they received news that there was a massive Roman army that had mobilized and had gathered in the area of Ajnadain, or it can also be read as Ajnadin, which is in Palestine, not very far away from Quds, from Jerusalem. So now they make mashura that there's these two armies that we have to see to. What should we do? Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an felt that we should go and assist Shurahbil radiallahu an, since he most probably is unaware that the enemy is also coming towards him. We should go and assist him before the enemy reaches there, we should reach there. However, Khalid radiallahu an felt that if we have to go and assist Sayyiduna Shurahbil radiallahu an, then this massive army is still there in Ajnadain, and it is possible that they will follow and come behind us, and then we will be sandwiched between the two armies. So he felt that we rather go towards Ajnadain, and all the Muslim armies should gather there. We should also send a message to Shurahbil radiallahu an that he should leave Busra and he should come over to Ajnadain. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an was happy with the suggestion of Khalid radiallahu an. He says, "Hada ra'yun hasan fa'amdihi ala barakatillah." That this is a good suggestion. So continue with this, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid radiallahu an sends a letter to all the three leaders, Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu an, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, and Amr bin As radiallahu an, explaining to them the situation. And his instruction to them was, فَانْهَضُوا إِلَىٰ عَدُوِّكُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ عُدَّتِكُمْ وَأَحْسَنِ نِيَّتِكُمْ. So move towards and march towards your enemy with the best preparation that you can make, and with the best intention, and the most sincere intention. Here we understand an important point, that there is the external preparation and the internal preparation that needs to be made. So external preparation, make the best preparation that you can make. At the same time, internally, your niyat needs to be correct, your iman needs to be correct, your yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all need to be in order. So this was the instruction that he gave them, all the three leaders. And then he sent, together with this, he sent a special letter to Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu an, explaining to him of this army, or giving him information of this army that was marching towards him. When the letter reached Shurahbil radiallahu an, the enemy was only one day's distance away from Shurahbil radiallahu an, and Shurahbil radiallahu an did not have any information of this army that was coming towards him. Hence he left immediately. He left immediately, he gave instruction to his army, and they left immediately. The enemy tried to pursue him, however they could not catch up with him. At the same time, this army of the governor of the Roman governor of Homs was also given the instruction by the army that was camped in Ajnadain that he should come over towards Ajnadain. So Shurahbil radiallahu anhu was moving in that direction, and the enemy that was pursuing him was also moving in that direction. Most probably Shurahbil radiallahu anhu had taken a different route, therefore the enemy could not catch up with him. Khalid radiallahu anhu and Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, after sending these letters, they immediately left from the outskirts of Damascus towards the area of Philistine, towards Ajnadain. Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu en route met up with them, and thereafter Shurahbil radiallahu anhu also came along, and they met up in Ajnadain. Here also Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, whose army was stationed in Philistine, he came here. And now this was the first time that all four Muslim armies had gathered together. In Busra it was only three of them, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu was not there. This was the first time that all four Muslim armies, approximately 33,000 Muslim soldiers. So the first three armies that left from Medina Munawwara, the army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu anhu, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, they left Medina Munawwara with approximately 3,000 to 4,000. But thereafter they continued to receive reinforcements from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and therefore their armies ended up approximately 7,000 each. So 7,000 were the three armies. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu had 3,000, and then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu came with 9,000, making it 33,000. So this was the total Muslim army. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu took charge of the army, as was the instruction of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He arranged the army, the right wing, the left wing, appointing different senior sahaba radiallahu anhum, on like Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, appointing them in different positions. And Khalid radiallahu anhu himself was moving about in the army. The narration said that he was not stopping. He would not station himself in one place. He would move about to the different sides of the army, encouraging the Muslims to fight. And he went to each tribe, encouraged each tribe to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fight against the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his instruction was that no one should attack until he launches the first attack. So being the commander, he was right in the front. And he says that I will launch the first attack, and thereafter you should attack thereafter. He even stationed the woman. There were some women that were with the army. He stationed them at the back of the army. And his instruction to them was that they should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, if any men have to come past them, maybe they leave the battlefield and have to pass the woman, then they should present the children before them and say to them that fight for the sake of your children. Fight for the sake of your children, to protect your children. Muaz radiallahu anhu, being a very learned sahabi, he was known as the alim and the faqih of this ummah. So Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu also encouraged his forces, Ya ma'ashar al-muslimin, O gathering of Muslims, ishru anfusakum al-yawma lillah, sell yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. فَإِنَّكُمْ إِنْ هَزِمْتُمُوهُمُ الْيَوْمِ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ الْبِلَادَ دَارُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَبَدًا. If you have to defeat this enemy today, this was all the Roman forces that were in Palestine had all gathered. It was a very big Roman force. So he says that if you have to defeat this force today, then this land will be a Darul Islam, will be a land of the Muslims forever. So it's an ideal opportunity that you have. Together with this, one is the worldly benefit that this land will become a land of the Muslims. But then there is the benefits of the Akhirah and the rewards of the Akhirah, which is the biggest motivating factor for a believer. Ma'aridwanillah wa thawabil azim min Allah. You will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will earn great rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this manner, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu encouraged his forces. One of the Roman leaders sent an Arab spy into the Muslim army. Because he was an Arab, he may have looked like them, and he could understand their language, etc. So he sent him into the Muslim army, And he asked him to stay in the Muslim army for one day and one night. And thereafter come and give him information about what he saw and what he observed in the Muslim army. When he came, his observation was, بِاللَّيْلِ رُهْبَانٍ وَبِالنَّهَارِ فُرْسَانٍ. At night, they are great worshippers. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in ibadat at night. And during the day, they are great warriors. So great worshippers at night and great warriors during the day. Again, it's the same aspect. It's both that's required. It is the external preparation and the internal preparation. It is that the preparation to face the enemy. And at the same time, that very, very strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will give a person the strength and the motivation to fight against the enemy. And then he goes on to explain about the justice system of the Muslims. He says that if a prince among them has to steal, if a prince has to steal, then they will even cut off the hands of that prince. And if he has to make zina, then he will be stoned to death. So this is the justice that they have. When the Roman general and the commander, when he hears this, he says, لَإِن كُنْتَ صَدَقْتَنِي لَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّن لِقَاءِ أَهَاؤُلَىٰ. If what you are saying is true, if your report is true, and this is the qualities of these people, then to be underground, meaning to be dead, is better than facing this enemy. To face this enemy, this is not something that we should be wanting to do. We'd rather be dead instead of facing this enemy. Khalid radiallahu anhu wanted to delay the attack. He felt that they would attack after Zuhr Salah, which is a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also choose to attack. At that time there would be a breeze that would be blowing. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that with this breeze comes the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he wanted to delay the attack till that time. However, the Romans began to attack. They first attacked the right wing. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the Muslims there, they managed to stand their ground. Then they attacked the left wing. They managed to withhold and to defend themselves. Then they began firing arrows. When they began firing arrows, then Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was the brother-in-law of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, married to his sister Fatima, the famous incident of the Islam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, there we hear about his brother-in-law Sa'id bin Zayd. He was a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the Ashara Mubashara. So he was appointed as the commander of the cavalry. When this happened, he asked Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu anhu, what are we waiting for? The enemy is attacking us in this manner. So then Khalid radiallahu anhu says, Ihmilu rahimakumullah ala ismillah. That attack on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon you. And then he launched the first attack, and then the Muslims attacked. They attacked in such a powerful manner. Their emotions were very high. From the morning they had been defending and withholding the attacks of the enemy. So the emotions were very high. And they had been prepared for this encounter. This was the first major battle that they were fighting against the Romans. After spending so many months in this Roman land, it was the first major battle that they were fighting. And obviously, they were fighting in a very Mubarak land, in the land of Palestine, not far away from Quds, not far away from Masjid al-Aqsa. So, they launched a very, very strong attack against the enemy. And the Romans did not manage to defend themselves even for a little while. They were defeated very quickly. The Muslims began to kill Romans as they wished. At the end, there were 3,000 Romans that were killed. 3,000 Romans were killed. They even attacked the base of the Romans, the base that they had on the battlefield. They attacked that base. The Roman leader who had sent the spy, and he mentioned that it's better for us to be underground than to fight against these people. When he saw all of this happening, he asked his people to wrap his head in a shawl. So they asked him, why do you want to wrap your head in a shawl? He says, هَذَا يَوْمٌ بَئِيسٌ مَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَرَاهُ. This is a terrible day. I don't want to see this day. مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا يَوْمًا أَشَدَّ مِنْ هَذَا. I have never experienced a more difficult day than this day. And his face was wrapped in the shawl, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the Muslims chopped his head whilst it was wrapped in the shawl as well. There were many great Roman commanders that were killed. The brother of Hiraqal, he was also killed in this battle. And other Roman generals were killed in this battle. the remnants of the Romans fled to different cities. The Muslims pursued them, they killed many, and they took many as prisoners. Some of the Muslims were blessed with shahadat as well. Among them was a person by the name of Aban bin Sa'id radiallahu anh. He was newly married. He had only spent 2 nights with his wife, and thereafter the battle had taken place, and he became a shaheed in this battle. This battle had taken place on the 27th of Jumad al-Ula, in the 13th year after Hijrah, 24 days before the demise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh. Khalid radiallahu anh, after winning this battle, he sends a letter to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, informing him about the details of the battle and the victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. When this letter reached Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, he was in his final illness. He reads the letter. He was very excited. He was very happy. And then he says, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي نَصَرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَقَرَّ عَيْنِي بِذَلِكَ. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who assisted the Muslims. And Allah has cooled my eyes with this victory of the Muslims. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.